Disruption, written by Jessica Shervington and read by Hannah Norris. Crouched in the shadows, I scoped the underground parking garage again, one of Arlington's inner-city lots. I kept my focus on my surroundings, even as I took the time to pull my hoodie over my head. I wouldn't need it for long. Soon I'd be sweating. Running for my life does that. I glanced down at my sleek M-band, missing the days when a simple wristwatch sat in its place, when life wasn't dictated by whatever data it spewed out. But those days are gone. It had only taken 9 years for the world to change completely, and forever. You'd have thought we were better than that. You'd have thought we'd fight harder and stronger. But it turns out being able to rate ourselves against one another, being able to scientifically map the way our pheromones interacted with every individual we crossed paths with, was more important than any of the other values we'd once held so dear, like honor, time, family, like falling in love. I had no desire to be told by a factory setting who was and wasn't compatible with me. If anything, I despised the technology. But that didn't make me pre-Evo. The preference evolution supporters might have felt like they had safety and power in numbers, but being a team player got you nowhere in this world. I stood up and took a series of deep breaths to calm myself, watching as my M-band instructed me my pulse was dropping to an acceptable level. I hated that I still got anxious, but even raw determination doesn't dampen nerves. I'd never bothered with the mute zips that concealed heart rate and pulse beep-offs. It was cheating. I prided myself on my ability to control the M-band readings that seemed to control everyone else. I wasn't going to let a glass bracelet control me. It was a sign of how far I'd come these past 2 years that I could master the discipline, especially at moments like this. I stubbed my booted toe into the concrete pylon I was hiding behind and reminded myself it would all be worth it when I had him back. A sound to my left caused me to flinch and spin defensively. I let out a breath. It was just the digital advertisement on a far wall shifting. My shoulders began to ease, only to tense again when the new 3D ad came into view. Rehabilitation leads to reintegration. Bullshit. The rehabilitation farms for negs looked idyllic. Images of sprawling hills, meditation rooms, and team sports. The last image showed some loser with a cheesy smile on his face as he waved goodbye to the other negs before apparently heading back out into the world. All propaganda. My eyes fixed on the words at the bottom of each image, an M-Corp initiative, and my hand itched to rip the digital panels off the wall and replace them with the real pictures I kept stored away. Instead, I clamped my fingers closed and looked back towards the parked cars. Pulling out my old-fashioned handheld, I called the only number I used the phone for. "You set," Gus answered in a flat voice.